Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tommy Mulay is about to freak the F out.
About what?
Look, it's going to be okay. It's just an opinion. It is just an opinion.
Yeah.
And it's an opinion about grocery stores.
Yeah. Everybody. And they like to take shots.
But here's the thing. No, I don't think they're taking shots.
Bro, this is such I'm taking a shot.
Bro, it ain't even the publication that
put your name up in lights.
Kimmy, this information could be signaling something. That maybe, just maybe, what we all are looking for in a grocery store is changing.
Oh.
And that nicer doesn't always necessarily mean better.
Who don't want to go out for nice?
Everyone wants to go out for nice.
I want to go to McSkanky's over here, get my rancid eggs.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. All right, I have in front of me.
What do you got?
A USA Today Reader's Choice list.
Ooh, that's a quality rag.
Of the best grocery stores in America.
Yeah.
And I want to be clear. This is not the standard list that we talk about every year that ranks where the grocery stores, what they are. This is a Reader's Choice list.
Okay. It's based on reviews.
This is customers.
You got it. Yes. They gave readers 10 grocery stores in America to rank 1 through 10.
Yeah.
All right. Tommy, in your opinion, where should Wegmans have landed?
Number one.
Okay.
I mean, they reinvented the grocery game.
All right.
Everybody else is chasing.
They did not come in number one. All right. There goes the old man wave. Kimmy, I'm going to give you a guess. Out of 10, where do you think Wegmans showed up?
It's got to be top three.
Okay. Top three.
I'm going to say three.
Okay. Tommy, where do you think Wegmans actually showed up on this list?
Well, based on your reaction?
I'm asking you.
I'm wondering if they made the top 10.
They're in the top 10.
But then they're in the bottom.
Okay.
I'm going to put them in nine.
Wow. All right. So,
based on how you're behaving right now.
So don't try and pin this on me. I did nothing here. I'm giving you information. The Fresh Mart, which we do not have around
here. The who what?
The Fresh Mart. That was number one. Hy-Vee was number two.
Hy-Vee is please.
Stu Leonard's was in there. Gleason's was in there. Publix was in there. Wegmans, out of 10 grocery stores.
Yeah.
Came in 10th.
10th. Wow. Look at this.
Now, here's the thing.
What?
Are those other places smaller?
I don't know.
Publix is bigger.
Well, Publix is big. But
you look like a marionette puppet, which you sound like when you talk about Publix.
Yeah, I didn't know if the other ones you named, if they're like on a smaller scale, so maybe they're... I don't know if that would benefit them in the study somehow.
All right, now here's the thing.
Hy-Vee, I think, is another big chain.
In the Midwest.
Yeah.
So top 10 of the country is nothing to shake a stick at. That's really impressive. And most of these other stores, Wegmans is not even competing against. So someone that likes Hy-Vee probably has never had a Wegmans experience. Yeah. So it is a flawed study.
They don't know what a champagne bar even looks like.
But here's the thing.
What?
When I say most of these grocery stores are competing with Wegmans, there is another store that competes against Wegmans in this market that finished ahead of them.
Directly.
Oh,
yes.
No.
And you're going to flip that.
Yes, he is.
Who?
Aldi's came in seventh
place.
They did.
Well, that's discount shopping.
Tommy, you've taken shots at Aldi's for years.
I was dragged to it when I was first dating my wife.
You say that people who shop at Aldi's are busted.
Well, yeah.
Okay. You say that everything about Aldi's is busted.
Yeah.
Right? You say you get sad when you go into Aldi's.
Everybody. Nobody walks ahead of Aldi's going, man, that was fun.
Well, then how do they end up three spots ahead of Wegmans?
Well, because it's cheap and everything's on a pallet.
Which, for some people, is fun.
So let's talk about that. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We are now armed with information that shows us we could be witnessing a change.
Right.
You cannot argue that Wegmans is the cream of the crop when it comes to grocery store experiences.
Yes.
I agree with you.
Customer service.
Everything they do is top-notch, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They do things right. They have an amazing selection. But you pay for that privilege.
Oh, you do.
Well, do you not?
Yeah.
Right? They try to keep their prices competitive, but offering a great experience will cost money.
Yeah.
It's cost money.
Yeah. So this is discount shopping.
Do folks not care about that anymore? 252-WCMF. And I'm asking sincerely. All right, let me try it again. Do folks care less about that now compared to 5, 8, 10 years ago? Because since COVID, all these nationally has been on a meteoric rise.
Yeah.
And even locally, people that never, ever thought they would walk through an Aldi's door are going there often.
But we have a bunch of them now.
Yes,
I mean,
we
they built a ton of them.
Yes, but I mean, it shows how successful they've been.
Yeah.
Then past
yeah.
Aldi's, you have places like BJ's, Costco. They saw booms in memberships.
Well, because it's discount food.
And it's no-frills warehouses,
yeah.
right? Like, it is just a big room with a bunch of pallets where you go and you buy what you need.
I also hate when I either go, like, well, I guess now because people bring their own bags, you buy those disposable ones,
yeah.
you know, or whatever. But it used to kill me about Aldi's. You had to go over to this sea of boxes and figure out how to box your stuff
yeah,
up
why?
When you're leaving.
Well, I mean, it's the same at, like, Costco or BJ's,
It
right?
sucks, man. But, I don't want to do all this heavy lifting.
All right,
yeah.
look.
But there is something very satisfying about walking out of there. I mean, when I go to Aldi's, I don't do a ton of my grocery shopping there, but I will go for, like, a handful of things. And to walk out with a receipt under $50 is a pretty unique experience at this point.
Tommy,
no.
I know you care deeply about your marketing experience, as you call it.
Yes.
But do the majority of people in this country say the same thing right now? Do the majority of people in the greater Rochester area say the same thing? And it's not like you walk into Wegmans and it's a ghost town, right? Like, they're
yeah.
still packed.
No, it's oh, slammed.
Yeah.
Okay. But, like, think about the competition that Wegmans has in this moment. Everything else, everyone else in town, but Wegmans fights to tell you how low their prices
yes.
are. Well, with the exception of Whole Foods, which, interestingly enough, did not even make the top 10. Whole Foods was not in
well,
the top 10.
I'm surprised, man.
Okay.
Because there are people that's religion,
yeah.
too. Like, they'll travel a distance to go to a Whole Foods.
But I think that also backs up.
But it's expensive.
I'm trying
yeah.
to make here. Like, that yeah. is a grocery store experience. And if Whole Foods doesn't make the top 10, if in this reader poll, Wegmans is 10, Aldi's is 7, maybe.
Times are changing, buddy.
I mean, yeah. like
everybody's Poe eating.
Can you blame people?
No, I mean, you want a deal. You want a deal.
Okay, no, I still hear judgment
yeah,
in your voice.
I just don't want to walk out depressed.
But I don't think you, but I think that's my point is you don't walk out depressed because, yes, you may, you're not getting, like, you know, the best customer service, the best shopping experience, but you walk out satisfied knowing you saved a ton of money.
So you're my wife. My wife wants to look at that receipt and be happy.
Yeah.
I don't care about
because in the end, it doesn't matter what your experience was.
Because she always, when I go grocery shopping, she knows I overspend.
Yeah, no yeah. kidding. You bought a $13 pink pineapple.
I only live once, man.
Yeah, you definitely haven't had it cake so far.
I don't
so
want to shortchange
definitely...
my. When does Tommy get a break?
And here's the thing.
What about me?
I'm not even going to acknowledge what you just said. We may be being unfair to Wegmans right now. Again, we're talking about this USA Today readers poll. They asked readers to rank the top 10 grocery stores in America.
Yeah.
Wegmans, out of the top 10, came in 10th. Aldi's, the only other grocery store that directly competes with Wegmans
yeah.
in their markets, came in 7th, which Tommy is trying to hold his anger in. But
no,
his,
I'm cool.
his turtleneck is turning from a shade of white to a shade of red. You know, we keep talking about prices here,
yeah.
right? We don't even know what the prices are. Like, we don't have any information in front of us that compares the prices to Wegmans,
yes.
to Tops, Aldi's,
yeah.
whatever, right?
Right?
They may be more comparable than we think, but it's the perception that when you walk into Wegmans, you're going to be paying for the experience that could be keeping people away.
Yeah, it could be.
You know what
be.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Would a smaller Wegmans be a good idea right now?
Smaller.
All right, hear me out. Let's say they see this information and Wegmans cares about it. Because, look, it is a flawed study. It's just people responding, right? Who knows? Yeah. It's not very scientific. But let's say Danny Wegmans today. Danny, now you got me doing it.
Right. Danny's Wegmans.
Danny's Wegmans.
Danny's Wegmans.
Danny Wegman wakes up today. He opens up the USA Today. Jesus Christ! We got to make a change.
Yeah.
If they opened up, let's say, a dozen Fairport-sized Wegmans, that old ass.
Oh, yeah, 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 right? Yeah. Scale down.
Smaller places in smaller communities up and down the Northeast. In theory, you could keep costs lower building those and stocking them. You could reach more people because you'd be in smaller communities. It would also give you a chance to change the way you do business just in case, like, 15 years from now, people only care about the quickest, least expensive grocery store experience. You know, Wegmans is expanding rapidly, and they're successful in doing it. They wouldn't keep doing it if they weren't making money. But who's to say 5-10 years from now,
the supermarket idea goes away and it's all smaller?
Yeah, but
you don't get everything.
Yeah, I was going to say, but that's what keeps me sometimes from going to Aldi's or those other grocery stores, because there are things I know Wegmans will have that those places sometimes have, sometimes they don't have. It's kind of a toss-up sometimes, like if there are certain things you need, like very specific items.
Okay, but
I mean, sometimes they don't offer a vegetarian spring roll.
But I'll counterpoint that. You're right. Yeah. It sounds like, yes, I want all the convenience in the world. But malls have been struggling for 25 years.
Yeah.
And that's everything you need in one spot.
Yeah,
is it not?
It is.
And like, if you want to argue online shopping killed that, well, that also now exists for your grocery store, where I can have my groceries delivered to my front step. And whether I'm getting them from Tops, Wegmans, Aldi's, whatever, as long as I get what I need, does it matter where it's coming from?
But that's more expensive, though.
Okay, right now it is.
Yeah.
But I mean, Kimmy, we may not be all that far off from a centralized Amazon grocery store that will sell you cheaper groceries right to your front step. I mean, I know it sounds crazy, but with everything else moving the way it is, why would that be different?
Okay.
Like, if if that shows up, what do you do?
What do I do?
If you're a business like Wegmans, and I know you're not.
Well, they got to adapt.
Okay.
I mean, the same way they deliver now, they do all that stuff.
Well,
right?
But here's the thing. They don't own Instacart. Instacart's an independent business.
Oh. All right.
You can get delivery from Instacart from Walgreens, Wegmans, Tops, all these different places.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk to a man. He knows business. All right.
Business? Is he a businessman?
He's not a businessman. He's a business man. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Rammer. Hey, Rammer. How are you, buddy?
I'm not sure if I like that reference, but at any rate. So, first off, there's no S on Aldi. There is an S on Wegmans.
Thank you for clearing that up. Thank you.
Well, I've been listening to you guys say Aldi's for like ever, and it bugs me.
So here's the thing. So, I'm going to keep doing it just to bug you.
Yeah, I'm going to do that too.
But what if I go to multiple Aldi's?
It's Aldi. Anyhow, to my point. So I think there are certain things that people will go to, like you had touched on with Wegmans about, you know, the things you can find there that you're not going to find somewhere else. You know, when it comes to the whole size of Wegmans, that is probably the biggest reason I don't go into Wegmans. And because I was recovering, you know, over the summer, I did a lot of curbside pickup. It really irritates me that the added cost that they put on some of these items. And, you know, one example is you want to buy a box of those, you know, little mini chocolate chip cookies, right? If you go in the store, it's $5.
Maybe that's why you're having health problems.
If you get it curbside, it's $7.50.
But is that through Wegmans or is that through Instacart?
No, that's Wegmans. Well, I mean, I think it's Instacart that actually...
Yeah, they do the show. So they got to pay for their employee Instacart walking through. So you're paying through that third party.
Well, yeah, no, because, I mean, the people that come out and hand you the groceries have Wegmans attire on.
Do they have Aldi's attire?
They're Wegmans employees.
Aldi's,
they don't have an upcharge for curbside, but they charge you $1.99 fee.
You know why there's no upcharge? Because they save the money on no S's on the
They
side.
Got rid of the S.
They got rid
yeah,
of the
yeah.
side, even though it's actually called Aldi's.
Yeah. Here's one thing. It's like, you know, the store brands, like Wegmans pasta is decent pasta for the money. If you buy a box of pasta at Wegmans for 99 cents or whatever it is now, you're going to get 16 ounces. If you buy it at Aldi, it's 99 cents. You're going to get 12 ounces. So, you know, I'm going to Costco for my bulk chicken breasts, right? I'm going to Wegmans for my pasta. I'm going to Aldi.
So you're saying there are PA. So you're one of the people, and I know this is common too, where you're going to different
bouncing
places.
Around.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Raymer, I got to take some more.
I'm going to get my butter and my milk and my eggs at Aldi because they're more. You know, cost
sure. It's good quality butter.
All right, I got to take some more calls, but thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
In case you wanted to know his grocery list for the week.
Yeah, if anyone else wants to call us up and let us know what they're making this week.
The mini cookies, they throw them at you, $7.
Phone number is 252-WCMF. What are you buying this week? Before we go back to the phones, look, I mean, if there is one lesson, and again, I don't want to sound like...
Yeah, here's one lesson. Don't take any calls from Rammer.
I never learned my lesson. I don't want to sound like I'm crapping on Wegmans, again... The shopping experience at Wegmans is second to none. Yeah. I don't think you can argue that. But sometimes it's not about what is the best.
It's about the money, Pat.
It's what people are looking for.
Everybody's on a budget.
Like, I mean, you can't argue that Ritz-Carlton is the best hotel to stay in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but, yeah, I'm not going to pay on a hockey tournament for my daughter and my family to stay at a Ritz-Carlton for 5 days.
So true.
We're going to the Hampton Inn.
Yeah.
Because you get free breakfast. And you can make your own egg sandwiches, put them in a cooler, and eat them for 12 days after. If there is one lesson we have learned in Rochester when it comes to business, the more routes you take to stay successful, the better it will be for you down the road.
You have to pivot and adapt, Pat.
Right? Kodak and Xerox and Bausch & Lomb, and I can keep going?
Yes.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Riley. Hey, Riley. Riley?
Yes. How are you?
Good, bud. What's up?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
We can hear you.
Go ahead. Go.
Well, I worked at Wegmans all through high school. I actually was a department manager when I was 21. So I was pretty much a Wegmans person.
Ooh, big boss man. 21, running my own department.
I am sick and tired of going into Wegmans. I went in for bread, you know, simple bread.
Yeah, simple bread.
Not white bread, but, you know, something nice. Went over to the bakery. I couldn't find it. And they said, well, we moved it to aisle 14B. Now, what the heck is going on? It says bakery, and I got to go to 14B. They want you to walk through the store and pick up all these things you really probably never really needed.
Riley, hear yourself right now.
The other
buddy.
Reason is okay. I walked in on Valentine's Day once, and I thought I was in the jungle. Couldn't find my way through the store.
You know what he wants?
There are a lot of balloons and stuff.
You know what Riley wants?
What's he want?
He wants a simple kind of bread. No aisle 14 getting all the products in his head. Riley, you sound like the oldest man on the planet. What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm up there a little bit.
No kidding.
Then I went to Aldi's, and the biggest difference between Aldi's and Wegmans, I asked people, and they go, well, it's cheaper. I said, no, you can see all four walls. You can see where the juice is. You can see where the cereal
where the
is. Where the milk is.
You can't
show
see
me the juice,
everything.
Baby.
It is
I'm walking
all this.
Give me some juice.
Juice
my ass.
Riley, I'm letting you go, buddy. Go get yourself some diapers, man.
Right,
thanks for the call. Have a good rest of the
14B,
day.
14B, okay. I got to walk across the store.
All right, I should have known we were going to get a lot of old man calls on that one. My apologies.
Sounds like a living hell.
All right, look. All I'm saying is,
he knew the aisle number.
Well, he was a manager at 21, Kimmy.
14B.
Department head.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is, just because things have been, doesn't mean they always will be.
Okay.
The most dangerous sentence in the English language is, we do it this way because we've always done it this way.
Yeah, it's terrible.
And if there is any stock to be put in this, you know, poll, it's that.
Okay.
You know, we all care about Wegmans.
Well, have you seen Danny? Give him some advice.
Well, he's emailing you. You should write him. Dear
Danny. I should. He did email me.
That's what I said.
Legitsky.
That's what I just said. It was a Polish legit.
Yes.
Let's take a break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up.
You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The balls you would have to have in this situation.
Whatever.
Well, we use the expression staring down the barrel of a gun to describe being under a ton of pressure.
Yeah.
In this case, it's as literal as it can get.
Actual gun.
Yes. But what they did to get out of this situation is either remarkable or the dumbest possible thing you could do in this moment.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Yesterday morning, just before 6 a.m., there was a very scary incident on Jefferson Avenue in the city of Rochester.
What happened?
Did you see this story?
I did not.
A homeowner heard some noises outside his house.
Okay.
And he went to go check on them.
All right.
And when he did...
What did he see?
He was accosted by a man with a gun.
So he walked out, and the dude's just standing there.
He came out of the bushes or something, and he's got a gun. And the gun is now being pointed at him.
Okay.
Can we stop the story for a second?
Sure.
Maybe stay inside next time.
Yeah.
Right? Like, once you're face-to-face with a guy with a gun, that had to be the first thing to cross your mind.
Yeah.
If I just would have stayed in bed, none of this would have happened.
So.
All right. So.
Yeah.
The man with the gun.
Yeah.
Ordered the homeowner to go back inside his residence.
Well, he was already in there.
Yep, which the victim did. He followed him in. So now you have a man with a gun and a guy who lives here inside this house. According to the police, when the pair got inside the house, the victim managed to take the suspect's gun from him.
Oh, my God. He got the gun.
He got
that
the gun.
That is something that every guy thinks he can do in that situation.
Yeah. Yes!
And it will never work out. You would think most of the time it doesn't work out the way you plan.
99.9% of the time it's not going to work out.
Yeah.
It doesn't. Well, because nobody, you shouldn't try it. But this guy did it.
This guy's got moves, bro.
Tommy.
Yeah.
No shots were
fired.
He's got
to be like military or something.
Okay, you're already doing it. You're already doing it.
Think about that. Like, or a cop or something.
No shots were fired. No one was hurt.
So now he's got the gun on the guy.
You got it.
This guy's having now the worst day ever.
Yeah. How day was going definitely flipped really quick there.
I got to this. Oh, no.
So the suspect managed to flee the scene and is actually, as we speak, currently at large.
Yeah.
He escaped. How do you not tell us in the story how he managed to get the gun from the suspect?
Yeah, did he just grab it?
Did he put it down for a half a second? Or
that's all I want to know. All I want to know right
now. Was it like, hey, man, your shoe's untied? Oh,
how did you disarm this person?
There you go. Yes. Like, okay. Because you went from hostage in your own home.
Yeah. The guy knows what was going to happen.
Bingo. And now you're holding that gun in your hand, and there were no negative consequences to be seen.
I feel a little bit bad for the... Was it Burke, the bad guy?
Why?
Because, like, not only did your day go bad, you're also out a gun.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even have the gun.
Yeah.
Like, you could have, damn it, now I got to go get another gun.
No, you're right. Like, there's no way in your head going into that situation you thought it could go poor enough where you went home without a gun.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Where the hell do you get the brass balls to attempt what this man pulled off.
Like, unless he was like, he had kids in the house or, you know.
But that would actually, that would make me more nervous to try that.
Yeah.
Look, I don't know about you guys. I do not trust myself to make that move in the face of overwhelming danger. Because the fact of the matter is, no matter how cool you think this guy is, no matter how amazing the story is, you've got one shot at it.
Oh, yeah.
You got one shot. And if you screw it up, things go very badly.
Oh, yes.
Very quickly.
I mean, unless you're so, unless you live in such a bad neighborhood, you're so used to guns and dealing with this kind of stuff. Other than that, I would think you would have to be trained professionally to, like, disarm somebody with a gun.
Tommy, there is no neighborhood that is bad enough in Rochester where people are so comfortable around guns, you're just reaching for one with a gun.
Well, I'm just saying, like, anything, there are rough neighborhoods where you see guns a lot.
Yeah, okay, but you know what you don't see?
What?
Give me that gun! What, he's pointing it at you!
I know.
But here's the thing.
I mean, that's not a great area.
No, obviously, yeah, the guy was accosted with a gun when he walked outside. But again, the risk you are taking here, you would die. If you screw this up, you're dead.
He's got to teach a class.
No, no, you shouldn't teach other people. No, okay, see, I knew this was going to happen. I almost didn't do this story.
What?
Because I don't want to make it sound like we're encouraging this behavior.
No, we're not, we're not.
As you just go, he should teach a class, yacha.
Unless, like, for some reason he thought there was a possibility it wasn't a real gun.
But that didn't say that in the story.
No, no, but I'm saying like your initial decision to
Grab the gun?
Grab it.
But counterpoint, if it's not a real gun, why do I need to get the gun?
To confirm.
Yeah.
Okay. What? You're going to take a chance it's not a real gun? Yeah. All right, so here's the thing. We already got Facebook messages coming in saying this guy did the right thing because he's not sure what could happen. You're right.
No, he didn't do the right thing.
All right, if we're going to play devil's...
I mean, yeah, he got very lucky.
Yeah.
If we're going to play devil's advocate here, you do not know what this person with the gun wants.
True.
Because it doesn't say in the story that the homeowner knew the suspect. And I guess if you are worried that this person is going to do something terrible to you that you will never recover from, maybe the best move is to go for the weapon?
Yeah, like their intent isn't to steal something from you. They, you know, you're worried it's about to get worse for you.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you've had this experience before. You know, you don't want to go through it again.
Okay. 252 WCMF. We're talking about this incident that happened yesterday morning just before 6 a.m. on Jefferson Avenue in the city of Rochester. Homeowner heard some noises outside of his house, went to check on it. He's immediately accosted by a man with a gun who forced him back inside his own home at gunpoint. While inside the home, police say the homeowner managed to take the suspect's gun from him. As far as we know, no shots fired, no one was hurt. The suspect did flee the scene and is still currently at large, but this man managed to take the gun off of his assailant in his own home. Now, here's the thing.
What's that?
Right. We have no training in this.
No.
But it does not seem like the right thing to do in that moment.
Of course not.
Am I wrong? 252 WCMF,
252-9263. Well, when it comes to odds, like, I would think, yeah, that's not the thing to do that would be in your favor.
Do you think it was a spur-of-the-moment decision by the homeowner?
It would have to be. He must have just saw an opportunity and just had that ability to not blink and go for it. Because you can't blink. You had to just do it. You know what I mean? There's no flinching here.
But I'm saying, like, when he saw the man with the gun,
he had to initiate, go, I can get... He had to just look at the situation in a split second to make that move.
But I'm there would have to be a moment he would wait for.
But don't forget, if you walked inside the house, obviously he's behind you with a gun.
Yeah.
You walked in the house and you turned around and saw how he was holding that gun or something.
Gun's mine now. No, I guess what I'm
like he was itching his ear with it or something. Scratching his back. Ah, God, you know. My skin gets so dry this time of year. How about you? Am I crazy?
Well, it's that stink bug infestation we talked about yesterday.
It's terrible.
No, I guess what I'm wondering is, like, when he went outside and he saw a man with gun, in that moment, do the wheels start turning? I'm going to find a way to get this gun. Oh. Or is it like scared moment, take it, gun's mine now?
I'm thinking it's the second.
Okay. Because, like... You know, going back to the idea of this guy being trained.
Yeah.
I mean, it's possible that he has a skill that got him through this situation.
Yeah.
It's also possible this was straight up blind luck.
Oh, it could be. But it's about as lucky as you're ever going to get, man. Like, all your luck is used up.
Yeah, no, don't ever buy a lottery ticket again for the rest of your luck.
I mean,
you
talk all the time, though, about guys who, like, or situations you're in where you're sizing up the other guy. Like, is it possible, like, this was, like, a smaller dude?
But the gun makes you all equal. That's why you have a gun.
But to take it out of his hand, you would think, like, this guy's got, I'm going to easily.
Look at that girl hand.
wrestle this away from this person.
Okay, let's have that discussion. Mm. Because like we in this room can have this debate perfectly. Because let's say me, as an actual grown-sized man, comes around the corner, and Tommy, I've made mom jokes at his expense too many times. He's got a gun, and he's pointing at me.
Uh-huh.
And we know he has girl hands.
Yeah.
Well, and he's got a turtleneck on.
He's weak. He's a weak man.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Even me, as physically imposing as I am over Tommy Mulet, would be afraid to try to take that gun off him. Because all it takes is him for to close his eyes, pull the trigger, and be lucky once.
It says a 44 Magnum, son. The most powerful handgun on the earth. And you got to ask yourself, punk, do I feel lucky today? Well, do you?
All right, I take it back. If he
Go ahead. Make my day.
If he started doing Dirty Harry, I would try and take the gun off him. Because I know he's concentrating on trying to remember the lines.
Do you believe in Jesus? We're about to meet him. That's a different movie.
I was going
to
say, that's not the voice you should
that's
be.
That's Death Wish.
What if that other person...
Was that Clint Eastwood with laryngitis?
Yes.
What if person with a gun looked nervous?
That would scare me more. I would be worried he's going to accidentally shoot
the
fire the gun.
The three people that held the gun where I was around, only one didn't look nervous. The other two looked nervous, but they also knew that they wanted whatever they wanted. Like, they looked through you. They don't look at you.
Yeah, and I mean, you've had this experience three times.
Right. No,
one was pleasant because it was at work, and it was a loaded gun pointed at me by a co-host.
Okay,
as a joke,
sure.
But it was a loaded revolver. Mm-hmm. I could see the bullets in the chamber. But he wanted to show off his quick draw skills.
That he never used
in Vietnam, by the way.
Which, and here's
because he had a machine gun and a helicopter.
In his defense, he had been tearing through co-hosts at that point so quickly, no one would have even cared.
Yeah.
Boom! Back to Florida with you.
They shot BJ.
All right, 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Brian. Hey, Brian, how are you, buddy?
Doing all right. How are you?
Good, man. What do you got for us?
Quick question. The first thing that came to mind to me when I heard this story, if the guy was skilled enough to take the gun away from his intruder, how did the guy get away?
Well, I mean, that's
the
other remark.
Turned around.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about that, Brian, because that's the other remarkable part of this story is that this man who took the gun off him managed to keep his calm with this weapon in his hand and not fire at a guy at his back while he was running away, which may have ended up with him facing charges.
Yes.
The way the law is written.
I don't know. If the guy at gunpoint got me into my house, I'm making sure that he's getting arrested or the cops are called or I'm holding him until the cops get there. I'm not letting him get away.
Well, but here's the thing. I mean,
if he runs away?
Yeah, if he runs, you don't have a choice in that unless you put bullets in his back, which, again, based on the way the law is written,
you're in trouble.
Yeah, there's no guarantee you're not getting charged with that, Brian.
I don't know. If he's on your property, then that's...
No, we don't have a stand your ground law here. Brian, listen to me carefully, and I'm saying this because I like you, and I want you to not end up in jail. There is no stand your ground. There is no property law here in New York State. It's like that talk we had the other day.
What's that?
With the citizen's arrest?
Yes.
You do not know the law like you think you do?
Yes.
You do know. You are not as tough as you think you are. People want you around.
And by the way, if you get the gun and the guy runs away, take the win.
That is a big dubs.
Take the goddamn win and move on, man. You went from I'm gonna get shot till he's to he's gone.
I don't know. Even if you shoot him in the, not necessarily have to shoot to kill him, but even if you put it in his foot or his leg or something where it's gonna slow him down.
All right.
Tell him to get married.
That slowed me down. That slowed every man down. Go find yourself a good woman, sir.
All right, Brian. Thanks for the call, buddy. Thank you. I just want to point out what just happened.
Slow him down.
Okay, well, remind me to go back to that, because that bothers me, too. I get what Brian's saying, right? You're scared. This is a dangerous person. The idea is I want to protect
you. Yeah, but, he's probably not going to react the way you expect, right? Like, if you just say, don't go anywhere.
It doesn't happen that way.
But what bothers me the most about that call, we're describing a story in which a man who was woken up, goes outside, is surprised with a man with a weapon, is forced back in his own home. He managed to take the gun off him without a shot being fired or no one getting hurt. And Brian calls up and goes, why didn't you do more?
Yes.
Why did you stop at the most amazing story we've heard this month?
Why didn't you capture him and then give him dancing lessons?
Okay.
Something to focus on. Something positive.
Going further, too, with that statement about shoot him in the leg, shoot him in the foot. Look, man, my old man. He's a cop.
Yeah.
He's a firearms instructor in this community for like 20
years. He's a deadeye.
I don't know about that. That might just because he's having a stroke right now. One of his eyes looks dead. There's a reason why you're trained to shoot center mass.
Yes.
You are not as good as you think you are with a gun in the moment you need to use the gun. Not. Like, this ain't the Old West where it's like, dance!
Well, even if you hit him in the foot or the leg, you could still kill a person.
Yeah.
You know?
Or ruin sandal season.
I think your point you made is the best point of the day.
Yeah.
You gotta win.
Yeah, take the win, man. Yeah.
Why would you push it any further? Right. And let's take a step further than that. You're in a neighborhood, right? This happened in somebody's house.
Yeah.
God forbid.
You start just...
And you hit somebody in a house across the street. Yeah. You hit somebody in a car driving down the road. And this situation just became a hell of a lot worse when it was all done.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. I get it. You don't want that guy running out the door. But...
Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.